Novocaine, Novocaine. I can't feel, feel it. Novocaine for the pain, for the pain. I can't feel it. Good morning and welcome to your favorite variety news show, giving you the latest and, in our opinions, the greatest news for your eardrums. I'm one of your co-hosts, Steven Quadrado with Football Focus.
I'm Vince Vibes with Daily Wrap.
Dustin with Drama Digest.
Anthony with Showbiz Spotlight.
And happy November, guys. Look at that. We've made it another month. We're almost done with the fall semester. Spring semester registration just opened up, if you don't already know. Now is the time to get your classes in before your peers take the classes you want to take, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be left out.
That's absolutely right. Do not be left out in the cold now. There's a lot of important paperwork that people need to be looking into around this time of the year. I think registration for us students, and then of course for everybody in the United States. Well, today, November 5th, is Election Day,
today,
ladies and gentlemen.
Today is voting day. Make sure
4 years.
It's been 4 years already. Can you believe it?
I know. Make sure if you haven't already voted on early voting, make sure you do vote at one of your voting stations. You can find that online. Just look up. Find the nearest voting station to me.
Nearest church.
Nearest church, nearest long line you see outside a place that doesn't normally have a long line.
So are four of us eligible to vote?
We are all eligible to vote.
Of course.
I have my registration, and I am going to vote before 7 p.m. tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. But if you get in the line at 7, they'll still let you vote. But if you get like there like 7:05, you're done. Okay. So you
will not be heard.
Right. Yeah, your voice will not matter.
Yep. So
so
I was actually
only figuratively.
This morning I was going to go vote. Because I live like 5 minutes from where I have to. And I thought it was going to be packed. I thought the line was going to be huge. I thought it was going to be long. You know, everybody trying to get it in before they go to work. I rolled up. Practically no one there. I got my fun little sticker.
Right.
It took me like 5 minutes.
Good
so now
Anthony.
I got that out of the way. I don't got to worry about it.
Clap for Anthony.
That's not bad.
I did my civic duty, I think it's called.
Civic duty.
My patriotic duty.
But good job, Anthony, and good job everyone else who votes today. Your voice does matter. Go out and make it count. There's a lot of very important things, not only for president, but for amendments. And, I mean, you should already be informed. If you're not informed now, then maybe don't vote. But
we're also
not going to tell you what to do.
You don't have to fill everything out on that ballot. If you don't know what you're what you're voting for, you don't have to vote for it.
Yeah. Right.
I think this one's going to be close, though. Biased aside, whatever, I feel like this is going to come down to the wire on who gets elected president.
The polls are showing us to be very close.
Not to show my bias, but that is very unfortunate. that is so close. But hey, what can you say, man? It's another year. The third election in a row that Donald J. Trump is the Republican nominee.
And it's crazy. He's only won one so far. I think they should try to run somebody new. If I was in charge, that's the vibe I would go for, personally.
I think if Trump doesn't win this election, that Republican nominees are definitely going to look for somebody else. But really love that guy.
How old is he? He's in his 80s.
I think he's 78.
78. He's very close.
If he's elected, he will be the oldest president ever to be sworn in.
Very
ironic after the whole Biden.
Yeah, when him and Biden were running, that people were saying they was the two oldest
like
candidates right, running together.
Each other.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about these presidential candidates. They keep getting older, and I stay the same age.
Yeah, that's what you think. maybe mentally.
How many elections have you been around for?
Right.
Oh, man, I remember I remember FDR. Remember him?
He remembers FDR.
Wait, which one? The first, the second, the third, or the fourth?
The one with the wheels.
Well, yeah, the one with the wheels, but which... Which he ran four times. He won four times, right?
Oh well,
No, you're talking about
I think that might have been Mussolini.
No, that's Theodore. That's Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt. That's the teddy bear guy. FDR, the one in the wheelchair. Because polio. He was the one who, after he ran and he died in office, they were like, okay, now we got to set the limit at two terms because he won four times.
I thought that was his brother. I thought that was Teddy.
George Washington himself said we can't have more than two terms.
No, there was definitely more terms. No, that was George Washington that said we can't. We all have not taken government yet.
That's what I'm saying. He stepped down after two terms. But it wasn't written in stone that it had to be two terms. And then FDR comes around during what, World War One? Two?
This guy watches the history.
He won it four times in a row, and then he died in office for the fourth one, and that's when they were like, you know what? Let's set a limit.
Yeah. Well, right. Big if true. I got to look into that. That doesn't sound
small.
True,
if not, please don't look into it.
You probably do know that.
High school like American history.
You sound like you're smart, so I'm gonna believe you.
Exactly. Oh, and you know. Remember, guys, I think like that, and I'm gonna go vote after the show.
7 o'clock.
Very
important. 7 o'clock.
But we have a great show ahead of us today, man. Today in Daily Rap, we're talking about Young Thug getting released from prison. You know, it was Free Jeffrey, but now it's Jeff is free, ladies and gentlemen.
Truly humble under God, it all paid off.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in Daily Rap. What are we talking about in Football Focus?
We got crazy games. We got Chiefs versus Bucks. We got Eagles versus Jaguars. I heard that.
Hey, Golden Birds. Kelly Green.
Giants versus Commanders. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be awesome.
But it always is.
Of course, I'm still disappointed in myself.
And for the first time ever, we're doing a double header for the second half of the show. Is that correct, guys?
Crossover, collaboration.
It's a little collaboration, a little joint effort.
A little love from both.
Because you know this. The reason is that we're talking about one of the biggest crash outs in sports history. And it actually transcends our segments because all this happened in real life, and they also made a show about it. So I'll be covering the real drama, what really happened, and then I'll throw it over to Anthony. He can talk about how they dramatize it, how it stacks up
in the show. That's a great idea, guys. And that show is real hot right now. We are captivated. We know we are sports broadcasters. We love our football, and what a story that was.
It's called American Sports Story, by the way.
American Sports Story. What American Sports Story that was, and we'll talk more about that on that. And then on our question of the week, we asked y'all what fictional world you would want to live in. Ooh. We have five answers today, so a little less than normal, but we'll
That's
make
right.
it.
I might try to answer that, too, when we get there.
Me, too.
Same here.
I got to think for a while.
But, yeah, first, here's Flashing Lights by Kanye West.
Oh, banger.
But she believe in shoes and cars, wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. These got me, I hate these more
than
a Nazi.
As I recall, I know you love the show. show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Been a while, sweetheart, we hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would have told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't want to know. If somebody would have told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Kinda like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Find our show.
You can find our show at hawkradio.primostream.
Do I have to include the .com?
No, don't do
it. Take that .com and give it to the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah. Give it to your your local elected official. But anyway, so on Daily Rap, we are talking about Young Thug finally getting released from jail after a five-year court battle.
It's a boot time, but
he enters a guilty plea in Georgia's longest-running criminal trial.
That's crazy.
Atlanta rap star Young Thug was released from jail Thursday night after changing his plea to guilty earlier that day in Georgia's, like I said, longest-running criminal trial. He averted prison time with probation, bringing a stunning close to a chapter of a case that has riveted court watchers for a long, long time, guys. Are y'all, you know, familiar with Young Thug? Y'all listen to Young Thug's music at all? Or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been following this case for a while, too.
Following the case for a while, too.
I was just saying, I recently want to get his lawyer on a beat. And that guy's pretty cool.
Let's get his lawyer in on our show.
What's his name, Brian?
Yeah. If you're listening to our show, The Young Thug's Lawyer, you can reach out to any of us.
But for the uninitiated, I don't know if we talked about it before. What exactly is he being trialed for, found guilty for?
Well, quite a lot. Young Thug was, let's see, I have it right here.
Not to put you on the spot.
No, you're good. I wrote it down here. He was accused of committing illegal and violent acts, including murder, armed robbery, drug dealing, and carjacking. He got RICO'd. So if you don't know what a RICO is, it's kind of like what they do on gangs or like big operations, criminal operations.
Yeah.
So they basically said YSL was a big Atlanta gang, which is the rap group that he runs, and that he was, the leader of it. He was the Joker of Atlanta, as they were trying to,
him as. I've heard that.
So Young Thug told the court he takes full responsibility for his crimes and his charges. He says he now recognizes the power he holds in his neighborhood and in the world, and he has to set a better example. I know what I bring to the table, and I know who I am, Young Thug said. I know the heights I've reached, and I know the impact I've gotten on people in the community. Someone needs to sample the audio clip where he says that and put a beat. Now
that's better.
You want to talk about
that's like movie level quote right there.
There you go. That is a movie level quote. I mean, he is a professional writer for a living. During Thursday's sentencing, Assistant District Attorney painted Young Thug as a central figure in the illegal acts. Love asked the state to consider sentencing Young Thug to 45 years of prison, with 25 served and 20 on probation. But Whitaker noted in her sentencing decision that prosecutors were earlier willing to let Young Thug get out on probation as part of a plea deal as long as he testified against his friend.
Whoa.
Co-defendant.
Well, hold on. I don't like this so much at all.
He didn't take that plea deal because, remember, they offered that at the beginning of the case. But you remember who took that plea deal and he was out in no time? Gunna. That was around that time where Gunna got released from prison, also another YSL rapper.
Wait, so who's going down for this then?
They all got out. That's what I'm saying. They got scot free. Young Thug is serving 15 years of probation, and he's got to do like a concert against gang violence every 3 months. But he's freed, man. He's a free man.
He can't go back to Atlanta.
He is a ban from Atlanta.
His stomping grounds? No.
Come to Tampa.
come to Tampa. Young Thug, first gained mainstream success in 2014. He's worked with Travis Scott, Post Malone, Meek Mill, Drake, Childish Gambino. All these big stars, basically, if listen to a big rapper, he's definitely worked on their music. And he was even making music while still in the can. I don't know how they gave him the equipment or how they were running it, but he was still dropping. Glad to see Young Thug out, man.
Always good to see. Now we just need the same for Melly.
Yeah. We need the same for Melly.
And Dirk.
Well, we'll see how those cases run out. I don't know. Before I go on to the next topic, I don't know if y'all remember Rich Homie Quan passing away a month
ago. Of course,
we
talked about that.
Yes, we did talk about that. If you're a listener of our show, thank you for remembering that. But Rich Homie Quan was actually part of YSL and was a big part of YSL. So,
maybe they pinned everything on him.
That sounds like a case for another time. that sounds like a conspiracy theory.
For another detective.
A rap theory.
Thanks for watching.
Anyways.
A daily rap theory, if you will.
Oh my God, a weekly roundup?
Also on Daily Rap, I did want to quickly mention something way more lighthearted. The new Fortnite update just happened this Saturday.
Talking about Fortnite, I'm prompted.
There you go.
The show.
The new Fortnite update dropped on Saturday, and with it comes the introduction of the Season 2 remix, and it's all about rappers. So they put Snoop Dogg's World, The Dog Pound. They're going to put Mom Spaghetti, which is Eminem's World. Bruh. They're putting Ice Spice's World there. And they're going to drop an Ice Spice skin. And there's a rap gun, a Rap God minigun that shoots out the words of Rap God as you're shooting the minigun.
No sexy red.
I'm saving my V-Bucks.
But, the Ice Spice land
just go down to the
comes out in week three. I know y'all really want to go to Ice Spice land.
Oh, absolutely. I would live in Ice Spice land.
Right now Snoop Dogg is running this week. He's got a boogie bomb that makes you do the the little dance.
I saw one about the crip walk. Is that actual Fortnite? Is that Fortnite?
Yeah. In Fortnite, you can crip walk.
That's insane.
I bought the emote. You can crip walk in Fortnite. Can you imagine? being raised in like a place where you're told not to crip walk, not to promote gang violence.
Every household in America.
Right. Don't promote. Well, I'm saying like especially in areas like, you know, like the West Coast, that were struggling more from this gang violence. And then you see, you turn off Fortnite, and every guy is just crip walking on you after they kill you. You know?
Could you imagine being like an OG crip and seeing this thing that you came up with put in a children's video?
Seven-year-olds crip walking down the street.
Right. They're all grittying because of Fortnite. Wait, how long until they're all crip walking? But,
God.
Man, what a time we live in. And the new Fortnite update is out now. You can play
for the first time.
Yeah, you can play.
I haven't played Fortnite.
You've never played Fortnite.
I watched my brother play it before, but I've never actually played it.
You gotta get on this thing.
Yeah.
I got something to look forward to.
There you go. You're trying to crip walk, trying to, you know, dance. Speaking of crip walking, here's a before we go on to our next topic, here's Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg.
Oh, he planned it all.
And Pharrell Williams.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm all the best because I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. A phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the B, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my big investor ain't gonna pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm all the best cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S C and double O P D go double G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live.
So
don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles, waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, see we kiss her.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm all the best cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough, I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you want a red bean. Oh, you got a so you wanna pop back? Now, stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Whip you, dip you, then flip you, then dance to this mother music we get to. Subscribe, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a
get an attitude. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over best. Cause I got it going on.
And we're back. Steven, what do we got? Oh. Tell us. Tell us. I know. Come on. Ready it up. Ready the cannons. Whoa. Ready the cannons. What is it? What are we doing?
We got football, ladies and gentlemen. And
well, it's been football focus.
One day we'll get that song.
Dun, 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 boom. Dun, 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 boom. Dun, 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 dun. We're having a little too much fun.
It's like week one, but we're 9 weeks in.
We're 9 weeks in, and it never felt any better.
Well,
the Eagles are 6-2 now.
Yeah.
7-2 is beautiful. 4-0 in the Baldinani era, as they say. You know, Sirianni shaved his head. And we've been winning ever since. That's our head coach, if anyone doesn't know.
Yeah, a bald head is good luck. I said this last week.
Where do we find all of our stats and news, Steven?
For all information that we use for this, for game stats and other stuff, is all on NFL.com. So if you want to go see it for yourself for game stats, play-by-play information, go to NFL.com.
And the Fox Sports we get some stuff from, too.
Oh, yeah.
Whose theme song we just were singing to?
We don't like, you know, referencing our competition.
Yeah, nah.
Down with Fox Sports, boo! Yay, weekly roundup.
Arguably the only good thing that Fox makes.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're bringing it back.
Dropping like it's hot. Dropping like it's hot. Anyway,
Steven, what about that Bucks game?
Last night, guys, when I was at work, but I was catching snippets as I could. But what happened, y'all?
Well, I mean, they played pretty good all in all. They didn't do anything that I wanted them to do. But shockingly, no interception for Mayfield.
Yeah.
Big night. Very big night for him. I love that for him. I'm so
all
happy.
All lovely sports bettors now, besides, you know, Steven.
Steven's the better of us.
He's
perfectly legal.
He's got to be the better person of us. But
someone
has to be the straight man, because it's obviously not me, Dustin, or Anthony. guys, we did not have a good run this week on our parlay picks.
Dustin, what do we do on this show?
Well, we don't win.
They don't win. Unless it's every other week on a Sunday on a random parlay, I don't think it's going to win at all.
And your name is Vince, because no one else ever does.
But tell us some stats from the Bucks-Chiefs game.
At least for Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. We all know Patrick Mahomes got more yards this time.
Yeah, 291.
We got
three touchdowns.
That won me. Well, I didn't win, but that was what I needed.
I bet the Baker Mayfield over yards.
Patrick Mahomes
got more yards. Exactly.
I went touchdown. I went touchdown passes.
I went
over 1.5.
Well, that
wait for Patrick Baker? Mahomes. Mahomes, he got that, right?
Yeah, he got that.
And of course,
tell us, Steven.
Like you mentioned, zero for Mahomes. At least he had zero interceptions, just like Baker Mayfield. At least he actually, for once, rushed again. At least Patrick Mahomes rushed, because he said himself he needs to get that up a little bit. So that's something. At least Mahomes finally got that right.
He didn't rush nearly enough. He only rushed about 7 yards.
All right. Keep reveling in our defeats, man. It's not fun.
I mean, you do what you can. Everyone knows the Chiefs are an automatic loss when you face them. Yeah.
Apparently,
7-0.
Apparently,
but not a blowout like you want. Just barely scraping by.
Yeah,
which makes it all the harder to call.
They lure you in with a chance, and then they rip it from you in overtime. Apparently,
rip your heart out.
Did we talk about the final score on that game?
No. 24-30
in overtime.
Overtime.
Just the last minute.
let's drop into Eagles and Jaguars.
Here we go.
And if anyone watched the game, they would know that it was a blowout. It was 22-0 by the third quarter. But Jacksonville made an impressive comeback at the end to try to win. But Eagles still came out on top, 28-23. You know, Sirianni's play calling decisions is going to get us. It's going to catch up to us one way or another. 0-for-3 on 2-point conversions, and just too aggressive, going for on 4th downs, not getting it, and I feel like, you know, there's a time and a place, you know, and definitely being an aggressive play caller can work in this league, but not when you do it every time and everyone knows that you're going to be aggressive.
I'm sorry. I brought this up last week, right, where I think it was they played the Giants last week.
Yeah.
The Eagles,
yeah.
And that was the only game that felt like they had it in the bag, like, the entire time.
You're right.
And then they played the Jaguars. Who are the Jaguars? They're like the Panthers. Who are they?
So listen. The Jaguars, actually, their head coach is Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson is a Philadelphia Eagles legend. His statue is outside our stadium. He was the head coach that won us our Super Bowl. He was the play caller who called Philly Special with Nick Foles, and man, I love Dougie P. It was his first game back in Philadelphia. It was in Philly, so it was first game back in Philadelphia against his former team. And you know, I'm just gonna say that we gave him those points at the end, just to give him some respect.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like you look at the numbers and you go, Jalen Hurts threw for 230 yards. You had the Saquon Barkley ran for over 100 yards.
With that backwards hurdle.
that was like something out of John Wick. That was amazing.
Devontae Smith catching that touchdown right at the edge of the end zone. The interception to end the game. You would think, they won it, right? They won it like by miles or whatever. And then you look at the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, and they almost lost the game.
They almost lost the game, ladies and gentlemen. But they didn't, and that's what matters. In this league, there is no almost winners. There's only winners and losers. And
if you ain't first, you're last.
Came out on top. Now, what other game did you have here for us, Steven?
This one still kind of surprised me. That the fact Giants versus Commanders, 27-22, Commanders won. I didn't really expect, again, the Commanders will win, but it's the Giants. Sadly, the Giants are not this like top dog, so it really kind of surprised me on that overall.
They lose Saquon Barkley, and suddenly don't know how to play a game.
Well, they didn't know how to play a game with Saquon Barkley. That's the reason why Saquon Barkley left. New York is a sad, sad, sad team, man. I would hate to be a New York fan.
New York in general.
Yeah.
The Giants.
Well, you
the
got
Jets,
the Knicks.
The
That's pretty much it.
Well,
now.
The Jets
Knicks are
at
good.
Least won.
Well, the Jets are still not good. I mean, you
two,
got Aaron Rodgers.
What are they? 3-6 or 3-7 or whatever.
Horrible.
That's not just awful.
You got Aaron Rodgers and his special friends, and they still can't.
They still can't get a perfect drive.
win anything.
No, I was about to say something stupid, but forget it. I'm not risking it.
That's what this whole show is.
This is what this whole show is about, Steven.
This is a safe place.
This is a safe place.
We'll never judge you for the things you say in here.
It's PG, of course.
But the fans might.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget it, though. That was so funny, though, either way.
Hold on, guys. I really want to know what he wanted to say. What were you going to say?
All right, come on.
No.
All right, we're moving on.
You're surrounded by friends here.
Move on.
But so some stats from that game. You know, Tyrone Tracy had a good game, 66 rushing yards, no touchdowns. Malik Nabers caught 59 yards with no touchdowns. That Giants team is sad, man. I really feel for New York and New York fans. But what a good week in football. It was a fun week.
It was
a fun week. We just need the Commanders to lose because they're in first place.
We just need to win some parlay.
That's
what really needs to happen, ladies and gentlemen. life cannot be sunshine and sparkles without money in the pocket.
This is very true. And the best way to do that is by throwing a bunch of money out of your pocket and hoping it finds its way back in massive quantities.
Gamble
within reason, folks.
For
that's absolutely right. If you ever feel that you have a gambling problem, be sure to call 1-800-GET-HELP.
We all gamble like $5 at best. We're gambling within reason.
I mean, frankly, I bet every single day and I'm not addicted yet. So if it hasn't happened to me,
sounds like an addict. sounds like something an addict would say.
Hey, man, that's all right. But coming up next, we're starting our little two-parter on the Aaron Hernandez story.
The Aaron Hernandez special.
And you could say, you know, his atmosphere was day and night, but this is also Day and Night by Kid Cudi.
Right here on ATC Hawk Radio at Primo Stream.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think first, but surely finish last. 'Cause day and night, the loneliest owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. Seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through. 'Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. Yeah. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Slow mo. When the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive, though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights. They fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. Day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
And we're back.
We are. It's almost like we never left. And you know, who would want to leave with dangerous crash outs running the streets? like this guy I'm gonna talk about, probably the biggest crash out in sports history, at least since OJ.
Oh, Jesus. All right. What are you talking about, Dustin?
My gloves don't fit properly, man. I don't know.
And I think you have to acquit, just like might have happened here.
The juice is loose.
Not anymore.
Well, he's not.
R.I.P.
Yeah, loose in heaven. But
exactly.
Horn.
No.
Speaking of loose in heaven.
No. Well, he's in heaven. He was found not guilty by a jury of peers.
He was not guilty. He wrote a book called If I Did It.
But of course, everybody was saying that he was guilty. Of course he's going to.
If I did it.
We're getting off track here. We're going on a tangent.
I will not have this OJ slander.
Okay, tell us what you got in store for us.
Even though I guess I started talking about it, but what we're really talking about is a guy named Aaron Hernandez. I'm sure some people are probably familiar with him. He used to play with our friend Tom Brady.
Former Patriots.
Patriotism, eh?
It's election day.
Anya say, I love the Patriots.
What was that?
Oh, man. Anyway, we're bringing it back up in the limelight because the events of Aaron Hernandez and all that happened back in like 2015, between 2015 and 2017.
Yeah.
But we're bringing it back to light now because back in September, Hulu dropped a show called The Aaron Hernandez American Sports Story that is currently still airing weekly. It's going to be a 10-episode miniseries. I think it's on episode 9 right now, that kind of details his life leading up to the events that everybody knows him for. It starts off, it's him as a kid, and you kind of learn about his awful family dynamic with his father and his mom and his brother, and his kind of rise going from high school into university, playing for the Gators.
Right.
Meeting Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, and a few other characters. Up until, I've only made it 3 episodes in, but just looking at the thumbnails, it looks like they might tell the entire story, because he definitely makes it to the Patriots.
Well, yeah, there's a person who plays as Gronk in the show. There's a person plays as Belichick in the show. I'm sure there's somebody who plays as Tom Brady I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be curious to find out, yeah.
But you know, when did the timeline of the show start? Because this guy started, old Aaron, he started crashing out back in 2007.
Well, this show is brand new.
It
kind of flashes back every now and again. I think the furthest back it's gone is like 2001.
Okay.
When he's just starting out with like his father, who was really controlling of. This was news to me. I knew almost nothing about Aaron Hernandez other than the arrest, and then you know him eventually. Killing himself in prison. Apparently his father was really controlling of his life, even telling him that he was going to go play at UC and nowhere else because that's where he went to go play or whatever. He was kind of trying to live vicariously through Aaron Hernandez. So that was kind of the start of it all. But that according to the show, goes back all the way back to like 2000, 2001.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, he really started crashing out in 2007, which is hopefully they'll put that on the show, because he was 17. He was at a bar in Gainesville with Tim Tebow, and according to biography.com, he just starts beating up this guy at the bar when he's 17.
Yeah, in the show, I think it's the bartender.
Oh, it's the bartender.
He didn't want to pay for his drink.
I don't like the bartender. Better not be looking at me.
Just beat him up.
But, you know,
simple answer.
Now, he wasn't arrested for that, but just a couple of months later, he's questioned by the police after a shooting in Gainesville. Oh. Leaves 2 men wounded. This is what I'm talking about. This is some real King Von stuff. No charges were ever filed there. And then later in 2013, his friend Alexander Bradley is shot in the face after partying with Hernandez at a Miami strip club. We want to know which one.
For what reason?
I want to do a review. I think
that's how the show starts. Thank you for piecing that together. That's how the show starts.
Oh.
It's like this cold open. They're in the strip club. Ooh, and
which one is it?
I thought, I don't know. I think it's in Connecticut.
No, it's in Miami.
Oh, it's in Miami? Oh, he knows. I forgot he follows Aaron Hernandez.
He does. He's a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought they started with the murder that he eventually got arrested for, but I guess apparently he shot more than one person before.
Allegedly, he's shot a lot of people. So let's push through this. Shot his friend in the face. Shot his friend in the face at a strip club. Doesn't say how or with what, but pretty strange. The friend later files a lawsuit against Aaron, saying he shot him. And then, a couple months later, that was in February. This is in June. We start finding bodies. The body of Odin Lloyd is found near Hernandez's mansion up in Massachusetts. They track the evidence back to Hernandez. Looks like Odin was dating Hernandez's fiance's sister. Is that almost a brother-in-law? He loved him like a brother-in-law. You know, the athlete says here that he destroyed his cell phone, and all the surveillance footage in his home. That's why I would never have a surveillance camera in my house. That seems insane to document your own things you do.
Yeah.
Puts you on a snitch cam.
Yeah, they can subpoena all that.
Especially
stuff.
If you know you're doing illegal activities.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why?
I mean, couldn't you have a camera?
About a year later, he's indicted on two counts of first-degree murder and other charges for a couple of other shootings that happened in 2012, a couple of years earlier. Pleads not guilty, and then they charge him with getting in a fight in prison as well. Then, not too long after, he's indicted for threatening a witness during the 2013 shooting. Goes on trial. For the 2012 double homicide and is acquitted.
Never is.
This man's just racking up, like, just charge after charge after charge.
He beat the double homicide, which means he probably didn't do it. But then the other one that they did convict him of, he was put in prison life without parole. But here's the thing. Yeah. His lawyer actually said that he was probably going to beat that during appeal because they beat the other ones. But then just a couple of, not too long later, they find him hanging in a cell, you know, kind of like an Epstein is what it reminds me of. You know who else was circling in those worlds with Epstein stuff was Diddy, the namesake of our we can't talk about drama without talking about Diddy. But anyway, let's kind of wrap this up. Yeah, hung himself with a bed sheet right there in his jail. But you know, people are saying that they did a autopsy and stuff. Bro had CTE. Now, let's look at the symptoms.
What is CTE, Dustin?
Good question.
Well, you know, that's a very good question. It's it's a degenerative brain disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
That sounds about right. You've got to be able
to say that.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's a brain disease.
That was actually a really good pronunciation. Well,
I studied biochemistry for one day.
That's crazy.
So.
There you go.
One day more than most.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
True.
Shout out to Mayo Clinic because they're going to tell us a little bit about this CTE. What to expect if you have it. You're going to have some cognitive impairment. You're going to have trouble thinking. You're going to have memory loss. You're going to have problems with planning, organization, and carrying out tasks. Now, he seemed to be able to carry out tasks with ruthless efficiency. But he will have some. You will experience some behavioral changes, impulsive behavior, and aggression, as well as some mood disorders, depression, apathy. That's just me. Emotional instability, substance misuse, and suicidal thoughts or behavior, which ties back into the story.
I will bring it up in the show. They really stressed the whole CTE thing. They don't mention it, but I think in the first episode, he gets a concussion in, like, high school. And it seems like every time he's about to, like, he does one of those compulsive decisions of his that he ends up, I guess, like, the bar fight and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They usually bring back the idea of the CTE, right? Like,
right.
Like, you know, they might hit him on the head. At some point, they're, like, on the field, and they're tapping his helmet, and he's, like, losing it a bit.
So where was this energy for OJ? Right, where was the – oh, it was probably CTE for OJ. You know, this guy – I mean, what's the difference between him and OJ? I don't know. I mean, like I said, I have to look at them side by side, but why are they saying that this guy – oh, it's just not his fault, it's a brain injury, but OJ, oh, he's a monster.
But CTE is a thing that you can only –
I've never met an OJ defender. This is a new
– oh, well, you've probably met plenty.
You've
never met somebody that works for the American law system then because they acquitted him. So every judge and policeman is an OJ defender.
Well, CTE is something you can only diagnose posthumously, right? They donated Aaron Hernandez's brain to figure that out.
Yeah, or they would have diagnosed Antonio Brown a long time ago if they diagnosed CTE early.
I mean, you can speculate, but you can't officially diagnose someone until after death, unfortunately. But,
now, if anybody's listening with an engineering degree, come up with a way to diagnose CTE without doing an autopsy, and you will make a lot of money, and you'll kick some back to the weekly roundup for putting you on.
Anyway, to end it all up, if you want to learn more about the Aaron Hernandez case and you don't want to sit through Google search after Google search, you can watch the show on Hulu, Aaron Hernandez, American Sports Story, 10 episodes. Episode 9 airs today, actually, at 3 a.m. for some reason for me. But it's still going. It's still going on. Still fresh. And you have enough time to catch it before the finale, hopefully next week.
Who's dropping these episodes? Tyler, the creator?
Oh, that's funny, man. But when we come back, we're going to do our question of the week segment. with our fans. But first, speaking of bandits, here's Bandit by Don Toliver.
He's really feeling these transitions.
I know.
She gon' make it buzz. I do damage. Can't stand it. Psycho bandit. Like it's Marilyn Manson. Got the cash advancing. Get this right in the handsy. Pull the walk out the pantry. Take a sip and I'm dancing. She bopped like a pan beat. And she lit like a candle. Boot it up in the car seat. Hold it up for ransom. Want her back, better call me. It's whatever I'm eat. Punch at the party.
You fly, looking dumb. Yeah. I probably get fried. I look like a mummy. I'm getting this cash. It's Monday to Sunday. I guess you won't talk if it ain't about the money. My boys in the trap and they jump like a bunny. Got pounds of so it ain't nothing funny. I'm up on the side and I keep it coming. If I gotta reach up, I'ma keep it dumb. Way I slide in that coupe, boy, I keep it pump. We don't wait right there. Thought I wait till the sun. Get deep in the pot, get deep like a plumber. Robert, I keep it. I never win leather. I just went the end gate to my brother. Eat it for dinner, oh, eat it for supper. Why would you keep a little? Oh, you keep a lot of you so.
Ride the hallway, ride the bus. Rocky. Walk my house, look like I'm impressed. Walk in the strip, she gon' make it buzz. I do damage, can't stand it. Psycho bandit, like it's Marilyn Manson. Better cash advancing. Right in the
handsy.
Pull the walk out the pantry.
Ain't fly, looking dummy. I probably get fried. I look like a mummy. I'm getting this cash. It's Monday to Sunday. I guess you won't talk if it ain't about the money. My boys in the trap and they jump like a bunny. Got pounds of so it ain't nothing funny. I'm up on the side and I keep it coming. If I gotta reach up, I'ma keep it dumb.
Better live got a teeny hat. Better live well like a BB. Hey, how you live but you won't see me? Hey, push it on the white like TV. Hey, white lip, I won't be me. Huh? 4-5 when I'm creeping.
I will be writing my goat in.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to do our quick question of the week segment. If you don't know what Discord is a community social media platform where you can host fan groups and stuff like that. We have a little fan group on there for the weekly roundup.
A like-minded community of voluntarily associated people.
normally, we'd shout us all out. So if you want to find the Discord or our socials, my at Vince Vibes, VinceVibess. What did you got, Dustin?
Oh, well, find me on TikTok until it's gone, Mr. Misinformation.
And there you go. Where can we find you, Steven?
You can find me on YouTube.com, SE015, or Instagram on D_SE015.
I'm already on Instagram right now, but you can find me on there as Anthony.Posada. I'm not creative with my name.
And we asked you on Discord if you could be one fictional, if you could choose one fictional world to live in, movie, book, video game, etc., just as if it was real life, what would it be and why? So we got your answers. So Sam from HCC Dale Mabry says Skyrim. You'd have the most majestic fits, and they would be considered normal outfits to most people.
She's but like lying. A dragon attack right, every day.
I literally a dragon attack, a mud crab. Like
there's a Draugr at your grandma's tomb.
We can die any minute here. What, you want to die in a car crash? You want to die being torn apart by a dragon. That seems pretty cool.
Not for me.
Anyway, what else we got?
Beverly from New College says Avatar, The Last Airbender. Ooh. After the final war at the end and before Legend of Korra.
So like the peaceful times.
The peaceful times, I guess. That could be a nice world to live in, especially if you're born a bender of sorts.
I want a water bend.
A water bend? I'm going to be the Avatar.
I'm often on a bender.
I'm the Avatar. Paulina from New College also says Legend of Zelda, because in another life, I run around with the sword all the time. That is pretty nice, you know, running around. Just being able to hit things as you will, loot dungeons and whatever.
Yeah, you can do it now.
You can't do it now, technically. But
I'm recording.
But Anthony, you wrote in our thing. You said put me in the Mario universe. I feel like you're not part of the main group. It'd be a chill time. Make me a toad.
Make me a toad, man. A bit of Mario Party, some Mario Kart. Like, I'm not busy. I'm not Mario. I'm not running around to the castle saving Princess Peach for the 200th time.
What's the deal with the Yoshis, though? Are they sentient beings or are they just steeds? Because I feel like they'll ride them around sometimes, but they'll also drive cars.
I don't know. That's out of my jurisdiction.
I think they're both, I think. I don't know.
Problematic. But, we got one more response from our favorite friend of the show, Julian. From ACC Dale Mabry.
The one where Sarah came back.
Give us the cliff notes, Vincent, please.
Sarah has not come back still.
Dang.
It says, living in the world of Pokemon would be such an incredible experience.
I can catch my ex-wife in a ball.
I can just picture myself wandering through beautiful forests with my Pokemon on my side, discovering new creatures and trainers. Every day would be filled with excitement and joy, exploring a world filled with wonder.
He's not lying.
Can't help but feel a deep longing for my ex, though, Sarah. I miss her laughter and the way we used to dream and talk about traveling the Pokemon world together. Our late night talks would be about our favorite Pokemon. Now those memories feel bittersweet, reminding me of what I've lost.
You need to get a new girl, mate.
Relieving those dreams that we had together. In a way, the adventures of Pokemon make me realize just how much I miss having her by my side.
Well, all right, that's one way to end it.
On a downer.
One way to end it, Julian.
But you know, it's going to be a lot more upbeat at the beginning of next week.
You know, HCC Del Mabry, there's a lot of fish in the sea.
That's true.
I think you need to move on from this lady, Julian.
Yeah, she doesn't love you.
Maybe
she never did.
But we do.
But we do.
And we do, and we'll love everybody even more next week right here on the Weekly Roundup. Bye.
Have a great rest of your day, y'all, and thank you for listening.
Remember to vote.
Remember to vote, ladies and gentlemen.
And right in the goat.
It's nice. I'll look good. I'll go dancing alone. I will laugh. I'll get drunk. I'll take somebody home. I think I finally had enough. I think I maybe think too much. I think this might be it for us. Hold me one last kiss. You think I'm just too serious. I think you're full of it. My head is spinning so. Hold me one last kiss.
I only miss you when I'm breathing. pictures of you leaving on these four walls and on the ceiling. Give you a kiss, but I am dreaming. These crazy thoughts are so deceiving. You are the drug I am fiending. Paradise that I'm still seeking. I'm still alive, hope there's a reason. Can't move my lips, but my heart is screaming. I only miss you when I'm breathing.